Time for the weekly PolitiFact Virginia report here on WCVE's broadcast of Morning Edition, and we're joined again today by Sean Gorman. Hi, Sean.
Hi, Wayne.
Sean, you and your colleagues at PolitiFact Virginia rate claims by political figures on the truthometer for being truth or false or degrees in between. You also maintain the flipometer, determining whether statements made by political figures which appear to be flip-flops are in fact a flip. And also you maintain the bobometer along with your counterparts in other states, keeping track of how the campaign promises made by the governors in the various states are being kept. So today we're going to talk about three of the most recent items you've written about. And the first is a flip-o-meter item. It seems Corey Stewart, the chairman of the Prince William County Board of Supervisors, very conservative Republican in Northern Virginia, and has been a critic of George Allen, the former U.S. senator and governor seeking to reclaim his Senate seat, has come out to endorse Allen for the Republican nomination for the 2012 Senate election. So you looked into whether that was, in fact, a complete flip-flop, and what'd you find out?
Well, this past January, Stewart leveled some harsh criticism at Allen in a television interview. Now, Stewart said Allen would be a terrible candidate, terrible candidate for the U.S. Senate for the GOP. Now, Stewart said Allen never acted as a conservative while in the U.S. Senate from 2001 to 2007. Now, at the time he made these comments, Stewart was mulling a run against Allen for the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate seat. Stewart said while Allen had been a great governor from 1994 to 98, he said Allen's tenure in the U.S. Senate was mediocre, in his words. But just a week ago, Stewart was singing a different tune. At a November 1st news conference, Stewart endorsed Allen for the U.S. Senate and gave his full support to his campaign. Now, he was asked about his characterization of Allen's record as mediocre. In a story aired on NBC Washington, Stewart retracted that statement and said Allen had a very good Senate record. So why the change? In a phone interview, Stewart said his negative comments earlier this year were fueled by his own interest running for the Senate in 2012, an ambition that he has since dropped. Now, Stewart also said while he doesn't agree with all of Allen's votes in the Senate, he still thinks Allen would compile a more conservative record if elected again. So Stewart has totally recanted his previous position on Allen's candidacy, so we rate that a full flop.
Okay. Now, you have two bobometer items this morning. Governor Bob McDonnell promised when running for governor a couple of years ago that he would increase the classroom share of education spending. Has he kept that promise?
Well, he pledged if elected governor, he'd boost the average percentage spent in the classroom by 4%. Now, he's referring to the statewide average of the amount that school districts spend on instructional costs. Now, this is instructional costs as the federal government defines them. It covers things like teacher salaries and materials. When he was running for governor in 2009, McDonnell said 61% of education spending goes towards instruction. So his promise is to boost that to 65% over the course of his administration. Now, Tucker Martin, a spokesman for the governor, said the latest figures from fiscal year 2010 show the percent spent on classroom spending is 61%. Now, we should point out that forms from the Virginia Department of Education show that 66.2% of all education costs went to instruction in 2010. But the state uses a different formula than the federal government to come up with its figure on instructional spending. Now, McDonald's term doesn't end until January 2014, so we're going to keep tabs on whether he meets his goal of boosting classroom spending by 4% during his tenure. So for now, we're rating this as a promise that's in the works.
One thing about campaign promises, a candidate doesn't really have to deliver an accomplished piece of legislation, merely promise to try to get some legislation passed.
Sure.
Bob McDonnell proposed new methods for establishing charter schools, that he would at least propose legislation to that effect. And what did you find when you checked those facts?
Well, McDonnell promised if elected governor, he'd propose alternative means of opening charter schools, including allowing the State Board of Education to approve applications. Now, shortly after coming into office, McDonnell threw his support behind a bill that would boost that would have boosted the State Board of Education's input into whether a charter school opens. Now, under that legislation, the State Board of Education would look at a charter school application before it's sent to the local board and would make a recommendation on whether it should be approved. Now, if the school board denied the application, then the charter school would could appeal to the State Board of Education, which had the final say on whether the application was approved or denied. But what passed the General Assembly was a watered-down measure that keeps decisions on whether to approve charter schools with the local school boards. Now, state officials, under the updated law, examine applications to see if they meet certain approval criteria before they're sent to the local school board. Now, if an application is denied, then the charter school can apply again to the same school board after receiving technical assistance from state officials to address the reasons for the denial. Now, Taylor Thornley, a spokeswoman for the governor, said the updated law significantly improves the application and review process and provides more options for Virginia children. But not all reviews of the law have been positive. The Center for Education, which advocates for charter schools, said Virginia's updated law is the second weakest of the 41 charter schools in the country. Now, still, what we're checking here is McDonald's promise to propose a bill to give state officials much more say in creating charter schools. And he did propose legislation to do that, so we rate this a promise kept.
Checking the facts with PolitiFact Virginia. Thanks to Sean Gorman.
Thanks, Wayne.